Gold Central Victoria, Duran, Hungary like the wolf. It is the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. It's Daniel with you. And each and every Tuesday around this time, we catch up with Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Helen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
I was going to say
a beautiful day.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I was going to say a beautiful day, but you're the one that normally tells me about the weather. I've had a look outside. Yep, beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky that I can see anyway.
Well, that's right. I'm back in the office today, so I've only got a little window, but I can see blue sky. So that's a good start, isn't it?
Very true. Hey, speaking of blue skies, let's hope that there's some blue sky around Easter time, because we know, obviously, that the Easter Fair has been postponed again, but there is still a festival going, Explore Bendigo. I love how they've played on words with this one, Explore Bendigo at Easter, and looking for some volunteers.
That's right, yes, the City of Greater Bendigo are hosting Explore Easter, as you said, so lots of fun activities for people to get involved with, and of course that means they're looking for some volunteers to help deliver the program and making sure that there's a fun-filled activities for people to have a great time with. So with anybody who's interested, they can look on the council website or they can visit. Here I go. bttr.im/U5LKZ. Most unusual, but I'm sure if you look at the council website, you'll find a bit more information about volunteering over Easter, because there may be some people who haven't got much to do, so they can have a bit of fun doing that. Or maybe you're a craft or a cook or a meal planner and company with cover. A local community luncheon might be the way to go. And a local community luncheon, which is a social inclusion program that provides a meal and some activities every Thursday at the Uniting Church in Forest Street, Bendigo. So if you like to help with setting up some arts and craft activities, facilitating games, or maybe food preparation and serving, and just talking to lonely, sometimes vulnerable people in our community and helping them move forward, that might just be the volunteer role for you.
I was looking at that meal planner, and in my house, Helen, the meal plan normally happens about 8 o'clock in the morning when the wife turns around and says, "What do you want for tea?" And I go, "Well, whatever you decide, I'm no good with meal planning." So that is a very specific job. And crafts, I'm not too bad at crafts. Cooking, yeah, not so much. But that is a fantastic opportunity, as you say there, talking to those who are doing it tough. Let's be honest, they're doing it real tough at the moment. Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joining us this afternoon. Emergency relief interviewer at Bendigo and Kangaroo Flat Relief Centres. Can you tell us more?
Yes, the two relief centre agencies in Kangaroo Flat and Bendigo, they're looking for some volunteers with good interviewing skills and helping to support their clients, or helping in the storeroom with packing of goodies and some food parcels for people. But I think the interview one is really requires a person with really good listening skills to help record and support people to improve their lives. Office skills, including maintaining the emergency relief files and records and data entry. But I think, as I said, the interview one is definitely one with some good interview and listening skills and knowing what else in Bendigo is happening so that you can help connect people to where they can get the support. Because another great support organisation is Lifeline Central Victoria and Mallee. And they've certainly had a very busy year in the last 12 months because, unfortunately, a lot of people have really struggled through COVID. I know they did an intake of new volunteers back in about October, November, and had over 80 people apply, which was fantastic. And they're also now looking for some more volunteers with excellent personable and listening skills to support vulnerable people in our community, because I think we're finding that there'll be some more people find themselves unemployed soon with the end of JobKeeper. So that makes a big difference to people's lives. So if that's an interest for you to help others and get some training for 6 months, Lifeline might be the way to go. Or some tutoring program, helping our new residents, especially ones from migrant backgrounds, to settle into our community. So working with the Bendigo TAFE to support people to learn English and understand Australian way of life. So if you can spare an hour or two to volunteer to help these individuals settle into our community, learn their English, learn about Australia, but also learn about their culture and what new activities and cultures ways of living that they can bring to our community. It's a great way to develop interpersonal skills. So be a part of that dynamic team and let us know if you want to know more information. There's free training and guidance available, and we're open again in the library, so come in and have a chat.
Is that the best place to go, or is there a phone number that you might be able to assist?
Oh, yeah, you know? Sure. Give us a call at 5441 1404, or Google Bendigo Volunteers, or, as I said, for anyone who's not quite sure what they'd like to do, pop into the library and come in Hargrove Street entrance, and Monday through to Thursday between 10 and 12.30 and then 1.30 and 4.30, we'll have a skilled volunteer who can have a chat with them and give people a bit of steering, a bit of a direction, and work out which way to go to move forward to connect to our community and start having fun through volunteering.
Always great opportunities with volunteering. Helen, really do appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much, Daniel.